Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. Cold morning out there. It's definitely a lot chillier than it should be. Even though it is November, I get it, but you look at the long-term forecast, the end of the week's supposed to be warm. You want that warmth now. We're going to warm up a little bit today. So those areas that should have that did get some snow should start to see it melting a bit. So we can get back into the garden by the end of the week to really put everything to bed the way we want to and the way we should, right? So definitely something to be looking forward to at the end of this week. To get things going. So definitely, it's definitely going to be a lot nicer by the end of the week. So definitely, stay prepared and get ready for, putting everything to bed for the winter. Those types of things. Our newsletter that we put out each week, had a good, article in it about, putting everything to bed. And what to do, what not to do, kind of the November projects as well at the end. So definitely, if you haven't read it or if you're going to read it, is worth it. Take a look at everything you could be doing at this time of the year to get ready for winter. Winter happened quickly on Friday, but we're going to be into that fall temperatures again. So definitely something to take a look at. One of the things that I read into and do like to see in this article is about the roses and how, we don't prune rose bushes during the fall. Some of you can and have had success with it. But one of the things my father has always said was waiting until April to prune your roses, getting those taken care of at that point. But we're getting into the time where a lot of our perennials, some of our shrubs, and our roses, we want to get ready for winter. So what can we do? Roses specifically, we can definitely be building mounds around them. 12 to 18 inches tall and wide just to get them protected for the winter. So some things to be thinking about, what you can be doing still. Just because we had one snowstorm doesn't mean we can't get the garden ready for winter. So we still have some time. Enough of that. Let's get back into the calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Wayne is in Eaton, New Hampshire.
Wayne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul.
I got three
questions.
Sure.
I got a Japanese flowering crab tree and it fruits. But the fruit stays on all winter. Should I just leave it on and take it off or just wait for it to drop?
Just leave it on. It'll drop when it's ready. It's more of to help the, you know, basically we'll feed the birds during the winter. Okay. I have no problem just leaving it on.
And it, believe it or not, it grew like 3 feet in places this year.
Yeah.
Did I cut it back now or wait?
So I'd be waiting till spring. If you see some dead or damaged branches,
okay.
Maybe you could prune some of that.
Right.
Any of the branches that are rubbing up against each other that might, you know, in the winter winds, etc., really,
right.
you know, rub down on each other to open up, like,
right.
the skin, if you will,
okay.
the bark.
And what about the suckers? Is there any way to keep them from coming back?
Well, so suckers, they do have a product from Bonide. I'm on their website.
I spray
there.
It with that... kind of like a black paint that I got from Depot.
Yep.
But it doesn't seem to do much good. They just keep popping up.
Well, so Bonide has a product called Sucker Punch.
Okay.
Okay. And
yep.
it's basically, it comes in a few sizes. The one I like is, comes in like an 8-ounce bottle with a paintbrush attached to it.
Okay.
Okay. And once you've cut all the suckers out, you paint over those areas, and it will actually, it should stop them. That spray lasts for about 6 months, so it's something that you have to do a couple times, but they do have it in like a trigger spray,
right.
if you were looking for it. Sucker growth, you can cut back at any time. Anytime I see sucker growth, to be honest, I want to cut it back.
Right.
It's just water sprouts that are taking away from the rest of the plant growth. So definitely,
okay.
you can cut those today without a problem, the sucker growth.
All right, good. Hey, lilac bushes. I transplanted a lilac bush that was like 175 years old, and it's white. So the first year it had buds, and I left them on. So am I supposed to be taking those off every year? After they die?
You can. It's not necessarily... Old. You don't necessarily need to.
Okay. All right. And what about perennials, like hibiscus, black-eyed Susans, so on and so forth? When you say cut them back, just how far do I cut them back? Do I leave, like, 3 inches of a stalk?
Well, so on the majority of them, you would. So the hibiscus, though, the perennial hibiscus, you don't want to cut it back to, like, 3 inches because it'll usually have a stalk on the bottom and
okay.
then have some growth around the coming up from the stalk.
All right.
So basically, you can prune it down without a problem, but just leave that main trunk in intact and then leave some of the branching so that basically... next year, you're not just going to start fresh with one stalk,
yep.
right?
Right.
What I would like to see you do is when you do prune that, later on in the season, maybe around Thanksgiving, put either some mulch around the base of it or like salt marsh hay
right.
to help protect it.
Right.
But I don't see the need to cut it all the way back to the ground for, like, the hibiscus. Black-eyed Susans, some of the more clumping forms that are, you know, have more of a clump on the ground, you can cut those back within a couple inches of the ground.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to sound funny to say, but, you know, if this snow that we had or the cold weather hadn't started to kill them back... or have them have dieback. Wait till some of the dieback happens. But I feel like...
Well, that was yesterday. The temperature up here was 19 degrees. I live in the
well,
Mount
yeah.
Washington Valley.
So I think at this point it's over. You know, with any perennial, we like to wait until nature does its thing and cut and basically that frost that it hits and let it die back that way.
Right.
Because sometimes when the plant's still growing and we prune it, the plant will start to rejuvenate and start to put out new growth, and that could do more damage later, especially this time of year.
Okay.
So that's why we want to let Mother Nature do her thing, which she's done. Not that we enjoy it, but she's done it. And then you can prune everything back and get everything ready. The one thing I'm just concerned about is the warm-up that's going to happen in the next couple weeks by putting anything like heavy down, like a salt marsh hay. If you put mulch around it, that's fine. But just, you know, there's, you know, the rodents out there are still looking for some place to overwinter. They had like a little bit of that shock, but it's going to warm up again. And so if we put salt marsh hay around certain plants, they're basically looking at, you know, a hotel. It's got shelter, it's got food with the plant, the water from, you know, winter, etc. So it's kind of, it's all set. So that's why I kind of like to wait a little bit more, let the ground have that freeze a couple times, not just that once.
All right. What about the, I replanted this whole section of lawn, and it's on the corner of rows. I get tons of snow.
Yep.
So do I really need to mulch, or just let the snow do its thing?
For the, for a lawn?
For the hibiscus and the...
Well, so as long as we get that snow, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
You know, snow
well,
is a great insulator. Snow
yeah.
is the perfect
is,
insulator.
I planted that Pearl's Premium.
Yep.
And I did one section about a month and a half ago, and it's up about 2 inches. And I did another section about 2 weeks ago, and it's just starting. Is that going to keep growing, do you think?
Well, so that would be something I'd put like salt marsh hay over just to help protect it, continue to grow so it gets into that point so it will stay for next year. So the other areas should be fine at this point. I think you'll be good.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne. Have a great one. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom is in Massachusetts.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple of comments and then a couple of questions.
Sure.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
I get very concerned about the stowers bringing up overcharging stuff for the products, like, for example, Scott's Super Bloom. I bought it in 2017. It was $11.98 for a container. They went up to $16.98 for the same container.
Hmm.
I think people just need to watch. You know, you want something, you get in it. I get home, I said, $16.98. I paid $11.98 3 years ago. I also bought some chrysanthemums, this one, like little maybe 2-inch containers I'd put in my window boxes. They were 98 cents last year. They went up to $1.47 this year. So I just, I know things are tight, times are tough, but I just, people need to watch out. My questions are, one of the things, can I cut the tips off of the hydrangea, just the flowers, because they're hanging over the dead ones?
So any of the dead hydrangeas, you can definitely cut back. That's not a problem at this point. You know, we'll warm up by the end of this week, so if you're worried about it just being too cold, wait until then. But you can definitely do that.
Okay, my other question is, I have other varieties of tomatoes, but I would buy the grape tomatoes, and someone recommended to me years ago, so they were so great, and I liked them. And then this year we bought some super sweet 100 tomatoes, and they are really good. And I was wondering, is there anything that you could think of that, you know, a larger tomato that tastes like the super sweet 100s?
You know, I'd really have to be thinking about that one.
That's okay.
Well, yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Okay. I have a lot of these flowers around the yard. They look like hibiscus, but they're tree sort of.
Yep.
Rose of Sharon.
Okay.
Why is it so easy for them to grow? I can't grow grass, but I plant them, and I have like, I have a small a corner lot. I have them all over the yard. Why do they grow so good? And that, I mean, is it something that they like the soil or?
So they do grow pretty easily. They don't need like the greatest soil to grow in.
Right.
Once they kind of establish. The other thing is they kind of hold a lot of their energy into the ground until later in the season.
Right.
And once they establish, they can grow like weeds. They do have sometimes some sucker growth coming out of them. They will drop around to get some others. But that's pretty much why you're seeing it. They're pretty easy to grow, and they're pretty... they like they're not picky when it comes to the soil.
And there was an older woman maybe last year that called. I felt so bad. Someone cut her branches down from the neighbor or something. And I said, mm-hmm. I don't know who she was. If she was closer, I'd give her some. I had like 60 in the yard.
Yeah.
I have hedges and ground and whatever. But okay. Well, thank you very much.
And, not a problem. Just... thinking
about
it.
Watch out for those price increases, especially in the spring, because people just, they look so good and whatever, and people, they take advantage of people.
Understandable. Real quick, some of the thing I just thought of a couple tomatoes that you might like Brandywine is definitely a good one.
Right.
Rutgers or like the Jersey Boy, those have definitely have some good taste to it. One of the things I like to do early in the year is go to Burpee's website,
right,
which is burpee.com,
yep.
And they'll actually have some of that good information for you. But, once I kind of thought about it, those were a couple for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Tom, have a great one.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Esfomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfomer.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The outbreak of COVID-19 in Xinjiang, Kashgar, China is growing per official data from the Chinese Communist government. The local area had activated a first-level emergency response that would never be allowed in a free country. Mr. Li, a Rumqi resident who was on a business trip to Kashgar, recently told American media that when he arrived in Kashgar on October 22nd, he and more than 40 people on the same plane were immediately taken to a quarantine site. The doors of their hotels were sealed by authorities and were being fed unknown drugs. Similar complaints are coming out of the region. A woman tourist visiting Xinjiang complained on her Weibo social media account that she received a negative test for the virus, then was tricked by local authorities into traveling to a quarantine center where she was forced into quarantine, having her identity card seized. On October 29th, all of her content posted to Weibo about the quarantine had been deleted. Daylight savings time has now officially ended. Make sure to check your clocks throughout the house. USA Radio News. One issue that has not been discussed very often on the campaign trail is the cost of child care. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Kerry Kroenke of Care.com tells us their survey of over 2,000 parents revealed those who pay for child care indicated it was a big enough issue that it would determine which candidate would get their vote.
Well, we found that 89% of our respondents said that child care policy will influence how they vote. We really feel like COVID and the pandemic has really shown a light on how critical child care is to getting people back to work and making the economy run. And we're seeing that 40% of people said that it was very important to have a strong child care policy, which is up from closer to 30% prior to the pandemic.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Daylight savings time has officially ended. Be sure to check your clocks around the house, especially those not tied to the internet. Arizona and Hawaii do not do the daylight savings time. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl's in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick.
Good morning.
We have the annual end of season or first soup in which you're wandering through the garden looking for this, that, and the other thing. And, oh, look, six beautiful bell peppers in a golden red color and some onions and other stuff. You know, not all red peppers are bell peppers. Excuse me. Some are kind of on the hot side. We got a handful of those and made a soup yesterday, and you want to talk about sweating. Holy cow. But you learn.
Yeah.
2 or 3 weeks ago, we were talking about, I think it was potato scab.
Mm-hmm.
And what causes it, what doesn't cause it.
Yep.
And I don't know if you ever came up with an answer or not, but I haven't had a working computer in years because I just can't afford one, so I've got to work on, you know, trying to remember stuff. And sometimes that's kind of risky.
Yeah, right.
But I had notes from about 40 years ago. And the big thing that was on it was no wood ash around potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I'd heard something 2 or 3 weeks ago about wood ash in a garden. And, you know, I don't have a way of doing more research without a computer, but I was on the opinion that soil about 5.5 to 6 around potatoes was considerably better than anything higher.
Mm-hmm.
And it kept the scab away.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's of any use to you, but...
No, that's definitely makes a lot of sense when it comes to that. You know, it does want that. It's okay to have the acidic type soil with it to be more successful. So I definitely... Yeah, it's definitely something to think about of what you've done in the past. And I do believe I remember the call. They were using wood ash in the soil. So yeah, that makes a little bit of sense to kind of come back to it, because it, you know, you want to use what you have left, right? If you're using a wood stove, try to use it to the best of your ability. But sometimes it can affect others, other plants.
That first wheelbarrow full that she put out in the garden, I wonder if that was enough, or maybe that might have been too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a little bit too much. I know my grandfather used to say, keep it out of the garden, boys.
Yep.
Just grow your potatoes and be done with it. And we grew potatoes every year. Of course, Vermont's actually fairly noted for potatoes. You know, people don't think about it, but there was a family I knew up near Elmore. They grew potatoes every year, you don't go out and see a bag of potatoes with their name on it, because they're commercial producers that bag it for anybody that wants to sell potatoes. So I remember the same thing. It's definitely a more acidic soil to grow them in and just let them grow.
Well, it definitely, I mean, it makes a lot of sense if you think about it, because, you know, Vermont has a lot of potatoes. Maine has a lot of potatoes. The northern states have more of the potatoes, right, in the country.
Right.
And the northern areas have more acidic soils, if you notice, naturally.
And it makes that acid from being wet all the time.
Exactly. So it is. It makes a lot of sense, right?
Right.
Something that, you know, you just kind of don't think about because you know, all your... Most of your vegetables in the ground, just thinking, I got to put all this fertilizer, I got to do this, I got to do that. More fertilizer is better, that type of thing. So I definitely would have to agree with you. It makes a lot of sense to let the potatoes be a little bit more acidic than more alkaline by all means.
Right. Well, Maine is noted for potatoes. You think, you know, Maine, sure, that's the place. They grow a potato the size of a football up there.
Yeah.
And in fact, they do have a pretty big one. But you say Vermont for potatoes, huh? There ain't no eager potatoes there. Oh, you got maple syrup. Well, it's not the same thing, trust me.
It's interesting. It's interesting to hear, because that was one thing, you know, a lot of people I knew, I did. A lot of my friends aren't in this industry, but, you know, Maine definitely has tons of potatoes growing up there. I mean, the northern part of the state, they used to, I'm sure they still do at some points, but they close down. They don't start school till later, usually. They use everybody in the family to, this was back in the day. My father used to tell the story all the time, but towards the, you know, around September, they'll start to either postpone school to start later or shut it down, because everybody in the family would be out there picking potatoes and getting them done.
Get in there and clean it up.
Exactly. So, you know, I always remember that story. So if anybody ever says, oh, they don't make a lot of potatoes in Maine. Well, you know, so I hear you when it comes to Vermont there. Definitely the good soil for it.
Oh, yeah. Good soil for... Well, that's awful. You could probably grow wine there, right?
Yeah.
It's that bad. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Stay you warm. Too, Daryl. Great to hear
okay.
from you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Dick is in Maine.
Dick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I just have a question about what's a good mulch besides leaves.
Okay. Just to overwinter?
Yeah, right. Cover my wife's flowers.
Okay. So you can use, you could use pretty much anything. Leaves would be fine.
Yeah.
Pine needles would be fine. You could use any of the bark mulches. The other thing I would even look at doing is like a salt marsh hay, but later in the season would be fine to do.
Salt
marsh hay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would definitely be fine as well. You know, really, it's about timing. You could put like that heavier mulch up, you know, put that down in the ground versus like a salt marsh hay, which is a little bit lighter. The heavier mulch would be fine just because of the fact that it would stick to the ground a little bit more, make it harder for rodents to build around it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas a salt marsh hay is loose, and so you might be bringing them into the perennial garden, the flower garden. It's a little bit easier because they can just build a home right from it. Up to you on which one you want to do, but the recommendation with like a salt marsh hay is to put it down almost around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, oh, right. I see that. Okay, Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Okay.
I have been using in the past, I have two huge maple trees out front of the house, and I have a mulcher with a bag attachment, and I would really mulch those up. Those are pretty good. That seemed to work, but my wife wanted something that looked nicer than leaves.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, you could use any of the colored mulches.
Yeah.
And that's not going to affect anything long term.
Sure.
Basically, it's just aesthetics. Whatever you're, trying to have it look like, I see no problem using whichever.
Yeah, and I have a huge amount of, I must have 15 maple trees, not maple, but oak trees out back, because the squirrels really love it, and the acorns are all over the backyard, and I've been trying to blow them with the leaf blower, and it works a little bit, but it takes some time to do that, but...
I wish I could
get some of these trees cut because there's just too many of them. But it's expensive to have those trees cut today.
It definitely is. But they do actually have like a acorn and nut remover tool.
I went to a rental place and I asked them if they had some type of machine that would pick them up, a sucking machine. But they said they didn't have anything.
So they do actually. There's a product from Garden Weasel Tools.
Yeah.
It looks like it's like an oval shape with small metal. Pieces that go around in a circle, and basically you roll it over the lawn, and it will pick up the acorns, the nuts, etc., and put it in there. And it's easy to move the tines back and forth to get them up. But that's one I've seen. It does really well. I've seen there is even I've seen some like walk behind. Acorn pickers. But this one is just a hand tool, about like 5 feet long that it has, metal. It's metal around it, but it rolls so that walk across and it will pick up the acorns. And it's easy to bend the metal to dump out the acorns in like one area.
And what's the company that, makes this, product?
It's Garden Weasel.
Garden Weasel.
Yep.
Okay.
So they make like a couple tools that I really like, actually. But one of them, they have like a little cultivator. It looks like a little rototiller, just to loosen up the soil. But they also make this acorn and nut gatherer is what they'll call it.
Wow. Well, that's good to know.
It's definitely something that, as our trees, this year the trees went more to seed by throwing these acorns out there because of the drought conditions, et cetera. It's just wants to make sure it goes to seed and rejuvenates and gets new plants because with the temperatures, it didn't know what was going to happen, right? So it's kind of like, all right, am I going to die? What's going to happen? I need to make sure. And it sends out these seed pods, those types of things. So you're going to see a lot more of it this year than not.
Well, I think there's been abundance of these acorns this year. I have a friend out back neighbor out back that has a metal roof, and boy, that's all you hear is those acorns. And he has a skylight, and one of my big oak trees, two of them, right on the property line. So he has a huge limb over the over his roof where the skyline is, and he wanted to know if he could have it cut down. I said, sure.
Yeah, right.
Help yourself.
Yeah, you should just say, well, you're at it. If you want to cut the rest of the trees, I have no problem with that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right. Well, he did get an estimate, and it was something like $4,000 to cut down two trees.
Yeah, it gets expensive with insurance. It almost costs like $2,000 just to go come on your property for the insurance purposes of cutting down big trees.
Yeah, and I've been in this property since 1975, and those trees were here before I was. And
yeah, it's
they are huge. I mean, they.
It does get expensive. Mm-hmm. It definitely does.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for your information.
No problem, Dick. You have a great rest of your day.
Yes, you too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we're going to take a break here. We'll get back. We'll go over some more things at 8 o'clock. Victoria from Natural Alternatives is going to join us. We're going to talk a little bit about what else we can be doing in the garden. And still talk about some of that ice melt with that snow that just happened. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to support detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Yeah. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. In about 10 minutes, we're going to be joined by Victoria from Natural Alternative. We're going to go over some of the ice melt that they have, plus some other things that we can still be doing. The snow that happened, you know, you might be worrying that, okay, if I hadn't put fertilizer down, I can't put any more down. Well, we still actually do have some time. I was looking at the soil temperatures in the area. Right now, it's 39 degrees, so it's still above freezing, at least where I am in Lowell. More south you go in Massachusetts, the warmer it is, so you still have plenty of time. I even checked up further up in Maine. A gentleman earlier called from Eaton, New Hampshire, and their temperatures were still above freezing, and the temperatures later in the week are going to warm up. So we still have some time to put that winter fertilizer down if we still have it and we hadn't done it. We hadn't done that extra step, that extra application. So we do have time to be putting that down and some soil conditioners. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, so that we can continue taking care of the lawn next season, because everything we do now is going to only benefit for next year. The lawn still technically grows during the winter, although you don't see any of the green, but that root system is still active underground and trying to get those nutrients. So by feeding it now, it's going to help it. So we'll talk a little bit about that in the 8 o'clock hour with Victoria. Again, she'll be on in about 10 minutes from now. But I wanted to bring it up because it was one of the things I was thinking about was, okay, we hit snow, Does that mean it's over? Well, it's definitely not. And just with the temperatures I'm seeing at the end of the week, the overnight temperatures do have an effect on this, but still have some time. The other thing towards the end of the week that we'll have time for is spraying some wilt proof or wilt stop. It needs to be above 45 degrees to be spraying it. End of the week, we're looking at high 50s, low 60s. So should have some time to be spraying it. Those are for your evergreens to keep that moisture in the soil, in the plant, so it doesn't get hit by the wintry winds. The sun during the winter reflection from the snow, it holds that moisture in. And this is that product, we'll talk about a lot. Wilt proof or wilt stop can last up to 3 months. So at this point, we're spraying for all of November, all of December, and all of January. Going to need to spray again in February. We usually have a warm-up at that point anyways. And then it'll get cold again. It's still time to be doing that to protect your evergreens, such as your rhododendrons, your azaleas, your Japanese hollies, your American hollies. Sometimes with the arborvitaes, you don't necessarily need to on those. They are a little bit bigger to do. But some of those smaller evergreen shrubs that keep their leaves on all winter. So definitely something to be thinking about. Still plenty of time to do that. And looking at the 14-day forecast, definitely does look like it's going to warm up again for about a week and a half span. But that could change at any moment. I said it earlier, but I definitely should have been a weatherman because they can be wrong 50% of the time and still get paid those big numbers and not, lose their job. Because a lot of the guys out there that said... a lot of the weather people who said things this past week, saying a lot of areas were getting a dusting to a coating of snow. Well, where I was, I got three and a half inches of snow. So that's not really a dusting. That's almost a small amount of snow that when you look at it, it's actually more snow that happened than the spring. Than January or all the way into May. I know the biggest snowstorm in January was like 2.5 inches, and up here we got about 3.5 inches. So definitely got more snow at one point, Friday, than we did most of the year prior. So you never know what's going to happen. But we're going to take a break here. When we get back, Victoria from Natural Alternative, take a look at their website, naturalalternative.com, and you can get some good information and maybe follow along while we talk. But some good information there. We're going to take that break. When we get back, be on for a little bit, and then you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.